Welcome everyone to the Redevelopment Agency meeting being held on July 18th in Centerville City Hall. I know we have three directors here, so we do have a quorum and
George is online.
We have one online as well too. Okay, so we have four of our five directors here, so thanks for being here. We just have one item of business today. This is a public hearing matter regarding the transfer and donation of redevelopment agency property with Parish Land Intersection Projects with UDOT. I think Kevin and Lisa are knowledgeable ones in this. Lisa, do you want to talk to address the information that we see in our packet?
Yes, thank you. I think we have, this may have been introduced to you before in talking about the Parish Lane intersection projects, 400 West and Marketplace. There's a couple slivers of property that need to be dedicated to UDOT for the right of way. And two pieces are owned by the RDA and two pieces are owned by the City Council, which we'll be dealing with in the City Council meeting. Since this is a city project, I guess generally cities donate those properties to UDOT rather than getting compensated. So that's the request to transfer and donate these small slivers of property to UDOT. A public hearing is not required, but we wanted to just put it on there as a public hearing just because we are donating the property. If anybody's interested in commenting on this, we thought it would be advisable and helpful to be transparent about that. And I also checked the Parish Lane Gateway neighborhood plan. You know, it's our RDA project area, and specifically in that project area, it does say that the RDA is authorized to transfer property. And so it's also not subject to the restrictions in Title 10 that municipalities are. So staff is just recommending that we donate these two slivers of property to UDOT for Parish Lane intersection projects.
You're saying this is a common practice to donate?
In this situation, too, it's a little unique in that this is, again, a city project. So if we were to purchase it, we're purchasing it from ourselves, right?
And correct. Okay.
We do have funding from the state and Wasatch Front that's helping fund this, so which they pick up the tab at 93%. But since we're over budget, we might be required for finding that money to buy it from ourselves if we don't donate it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, but it is common for us to for city to donate the land that they benefit from. And so the value there, I ask that we just get some valuation just to understand how much we're donating, more for our record keeping, our taxes. I'm just kidding. We don't but just get an idea of how much we're donating to the project, and we just use neighboring assessments to come up with these numbers.
So the recommendation would be to approve the transfer and donation of RDA property to UDOT for the right-of-way purposes and authorize the president, chair, to sign the deeds for recording.
I'll make a motion to go to public hearing.
Second.
So a motion and a second go to public. All hearing, all in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, this is now open to a public hearing. Anyone that wants to comment from the public? This is the public hearing is the transfer and donation of the RDA property on the Parish Lane intersection project. See nobody in the audience, nobody commenting online. Motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? All right, so the public hearing is now closed. Any further discussion on this?
Can you just remind us on timing for the project?
Good question. I don't know exact time. I want to say summer of next year. We're hoping to get RDA, all the right-of-way wrapped up by September, which we still have two properties, America First, and IHOP that were still struggling with acquiring those parcels for various reasons. But we're hoping to have it wrapped up in September so we can get this out to bid in October, November, which I believe construction would be summer of next year.
Have they already done design drawings, or are they waiting to do design drawings until the right-of-way?
We have design drawings.
Okay.
And those are the ones we've seen in work sessions.
Correct. I just didn't know if they were like full set of construction bid documents.
Yeah, the only thing we've talked about is the change to Marketplace is the one where we're kind of shifting that to the UDOT, I-15 widening, and we're not, so we're more focusing now on the
Fourth West.
Any other questions?
I'll make a motion to approve the transfer and donation of redevelopment agency property to UDOT for right-of-way purposes in connection with the Parish Lane and 400 West and Marketplace Drive intersection projects, and authorize the mayor to sign the required deeds for conveyance and record.
I'll second that. But did we close the other meeting? Did we close the public?
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, we did.
I missed it.
So we have a motion and a second. Let's vote on it. Director McEwen, your vote. Okay, we'll see if it comes. Director
McEwen. Aye.
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 Director McEwen, you there?
I see his mute go on and off, but I don't think his audio is coming through.
All right. Well, we have a 3-4 it, so the motion passes. He's trying to get in, but.
Okay, so, try one more time, George.
Try one more time, George.
How about now?
Yes.
There we go.
That just came through my computer.
It's just on your computer right now.
Okay, I'll work on it.
Did you vote?
Yes, I voted aye.
Okay, thank you, George. All right, that motion passed 4-0. Okay, the only other thing was minutes on this, but I don't see minutes in our packet. So is there, am I missing them? Okay.
That was my bad. I was gone next week and I failed to get them attached.
Okay. So we will approve those at another meeting. So I would look to motion to adjourn the RDA meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Vote RDA is adjourned. All right, do what you need. We'll get started right quick at